Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I love doing this show as a reminder to Americans, particularly conservative Americans, about how great we are, how we fight evil. And our fight is never ending, so I want you to keep training. But you are kicking evil in the naughty bits, baby, which is why I want to highlight a few wins for us that occurred recently before we get into some of the more meatier wins. And yes, we have lots of winning to do. And to discuss, like Biden and the leftist meltdowns. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Adding new people all the time on the podcast. Adding new locations as often as we can. As you guys know, I no longer focus on terrestrial radio. I don't focus on making money, which is why I'm getting pretty good at that with the radio show. But guess what? It is growing. And I have you to thank for that. So I appreciate you lending us your ears from time to time and paying attention. And what I hope this training does is put you out into the general population where you will share these ideas, is at least the ones that you adopt, and explore the ones that you don't. This show is not about telling you how to think. It's about challenging you to think, because here's what I know about you. You are brilliant. Oh, people don't tell you this. They don't give you the props that you need. Sometimes your mate doesn't. Your mate will keep you grounded because you get a little too cocky out there. I know how you are. But let me tell you, I don't have to deal with you day to day. So I can tell you, inside of you is a genius, and part of it is you're here. And I'm not saying it's because you're listening to me. You're plugged in. See, that's the first step. You got to be ready to learn. You got to be open to it. And you are. And you are discerning. You look at the facts. You are beautiful, people. I love you.
I should take a minute to cry. Y'all so good.
Anyway, we're here to talk about some quick wins. Let me give you one. So, the Iowa governor has banned transsexual men from participating in women's sports. You're welcome, women's movement. Hashtag me too. Finally, some sanity back in the discussion of sex when it comes, you know, to this stupid thing that leftists have put about in it. And here's the thing. It's Republicans who are bringing this sanity back. It's conservatives who are bringing it back. Who's going to be the Susan B. Anthony of the next generation? It's going to be a dude. It may even be a trans dude that goes over and kicks some butt against women and decides, I've made my point. And then he comes out and gives a sheet, comes out and give a press release, you know, press conference and says, hey, listen, I'm not really wanting to be a woman. I just wanted to show you that if I'm a man and I go over and do women's stuff, we will kick your butt, ladies. Now, I'm not saying it to conservative women, see, because you know that you are not caught up in all this nonsense. You understand gender roles. You understand physiology and testosterone and, you know, where the naughty bits are inside or outside. You get it. And you're not competing. The thing about what's beautiful about conservative women is it's not a competition in terms of, who's the best swimmer, who's the best runner, who can jump the fastest or the highest or whatever. Jump the longest or the highest. You get what I'm saying. Don't try to mess with my words. I see you out there. Did he just say jump the fastest? Well, I did. Unlike Biden, I caught it and I corrected it. But I think you get the bigger point here. Women, conservative women say, look, we are great at the things that we do. And they dare us men to challenge them. They're like, I dare you to have babies. I dare you. I dare you to have the sympathy, that thing that runs through women's DNA that I'm going to tell you right now, fellas, we don't possess it. We don't possess it. Women are deft at, you know, sort of tapping into that emotional cord that men struggle with. And that's one of their many, many, many beautiful qualities. But these stupid leftist women have squandered it. Why? They want to be like men. They want to look like men. They want to act like men. I mean, it's insane. But anyway, sanity's coming back. One governor banned transsexual men from participating in, here it comes, wait for it, trigger warning, women's sports. He wanted women's sports to be for women. Let me tell you, I personally want to see the women's movement win with this because I know where it goes. See, I play things out to the end over whore. I say, let these women get what they want. And you know what's going to happen? We're going to win their beauty pageants. We're going to win their, there's nothing, they, there will be no women's sports. It'll be men's sports and trans men's sports because that's where it's headed. And then, if Thailand is any indication, dudes will start marrying other dudes. Because let me tell you, those Thailand transsexuals are hot. I don't care. Look, I ain't gay. I don't want to. That's not my thing. That's not my thing. But I'm going to say this. If you're a young boy growing up today, be sure to check things out thoroughly. Because some of those little transsexuals coming out of Thailand and some of these other third world crap holes, as Trump calls them, are pretty hot. I get stumped on Maury. When Maury does his transsexual show, let me tell you, I hate to admit it, but I lose more than I win. I'm sitting in front of the TV going, now I know for a fact that's a uh-oh. It ain't. Oh, my goodness. So we got to win. We got us a win. You want another one? We got a second one up because we're going to run out of time on this segment. By the way, we got a ton to talk about today. Don't sweat it. Lots to talk about, but I want you to feel good. I want you to understand you're winning. You're winning in little ways and you're winning in big ways. And the bad news that maybe looks like bad news in the scheme of things on the front end is good news in the end. It's like, you know, God gives you a problem and you go, oh, woe is me. And you go, oh, no, I got a bigger issue for you. I got something that the reason why you're dealing with this little problem is I'm going to give you a bigger reward. So, anyway, the second thing I want to talk about is the NFL has freed its slaves. They said in what appears to be the first major American sports league, the NFL announced that it will suspend all aspects of the COVID protocols following an agreement between the players' union and the players. So, or the players' union and the NFL, I should say. The league sent a memo to all 32 teams, which it claimed is encouraging trends regarding the prevalence and severity of COVID, blah, blah, blah. The NFL wants its audience back, and they want to pretend that, oh, we're the first ones to do it. We're backing away. You're not fooling me. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about. I promise you, you're going to have a fun show today. You're going to have fun on this show today. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hello. You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars calling AIS Insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. 800-709-7547. That's 800-709-7547.
How'd you like to eliminate your expensive cable bill forever or get new satellite internet where cable can't go? Well, now you can have affordable satellite internet service for a few dollars a day. All you need is a mini satellite installed and you can have unlimited internet connections wirelessly in your home or office. And no cable boxes means unlimited connections and no clutter. You can surf the internet or stream any of your favorite television services with no cable. And the best part is satellite internet service costs only a few dollars a day for your entire home. Yes, fast internet to surf or stream television for a few bucks a day. Call now for free details and learn how to drop your expensive cable bill.
800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. 800-430-8761. That's 800-430-8761.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
The NFL, 68% black, and it issued mandates for these young athletes to take shots. And so did all the other professional sports. And the NBA did the same thing. There were people, Kyrie Irving wouldn't do it. Remember in the NFL, what was his name? The quarterback for Aaron Rodgers. Ostracized because he wouldn't take the shot. Now the NFL's like, nope, we're cut. All protocols are off. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I'm telling you about wins. We're talking about wins. Winning. I mentioned trans women in sports. Sports is a meritocracy. Only the best should play. You want to have a trans league? Have a trans league, but you shouldn't have women playing with men who used to be men any more than you than a woman can make a man's team. I'm not saying, you know, a woman couldn't be a kicker, for example, but she's probably not going to keep her job very long. You want to know why? Because she's going to have to tackle some 220-pound halfback who's receiving a ball on the other end. Would you want your kicker to be one of these women? No offense. I'm just saying, if give me that position and I'm going to show you a guy that can do it better. We tiptoe around these subjects as if, oh my gosh, Kevin, Kevin, you just misspoke. I didn't misspeak. You misheard. If you ask me, Kevin, are you going to want a kicker, a punter? Because let's face it, you're not going to have a woman linebacker replace a male linebacker. You're not going to have a woman running back, wide receiver, quarterback. How do I know? There isn't one. It isn't because the NFL is sexist and misogynist. If there was a 6'8" Amazonian woman who could throw the ball like Tom Brady and could run like Michael Vick, she'd be in the league. It isn't some cabal against women. But let me tell you, there is a cabal against women from the left. It's called transsexual men. And finally, there are people out there giving sanity to this stuff, saying, look, I'm not dealing. We are going to deal with things biologically and through real science. You want to know some other wins? You haven't really thought about it. The fact that Joe Biden tapped the Strategic Petroleum Preserve. That's a win. Reserve, rather. Preserve. I need a jelly donut. That's a win. Why? I asked the question very simply. Did he tap the Strategic Sunshine Reserve? Did he tap the Strategic Water Reserve? The Strategic Wind Reserve? What did he tap? He tapped something that's going to keep your electricity on, going to keep your car running. For the record, yeah, I don't care how many electric cars are out there. Let coal and oil go away and see how many of them are sucking wind. You know who will be running things? Farmers, people that know how to do biodiesel. That's who will be running stuff. Let's be pragmatic about this stuff. So here's my point. We're winning. The left isn't going to tell you. AOC is not going to come out and talk about it because the Strategic Petroleum Reserve was there for a reason. And by the way, Joe Biden tapped it for only to save his butt. A win. All you got to do is go out and talk about it. When you have some leftist getting your Facebook, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Which, by the way, I'm going to continue a story that I had about this leftist that bugged me. His name is Joe. But the whole Donald Trump, Donald Trump, Donald Trump. Donald Trump ain't your president, chickies. Joe Biden is. And Joe Biden is making all the wrong moves. And we'll get into that in a bit. I still want to talk about this NFL thing. So they said teams must abide by all local laws and requirements. The decision comes after, and here's the key thing, the CDC finally abandoned its indoor masking guidance. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you some statistics about stuff that'll blow your mind. But here's my question, who's next? Let me just give you the answer. All sports are going to follow this. But there's a bigger issue. Where's Fauci? Is he discussing the new science? And then here's the bigger question. Why aren't we talking about the next series of variants? They're out there. They're looming. Just as deadly. You don't believe me? This is a March 4th article from I read in Yahoo News. Here's what it says. With COVID cases dropping across the U.S. and mask mandates being lifted, it would seem as if life is returning to some kind of, quote, normal. But virus experts are worried the threat of COVID-19 and variants are still out there and should not be taken lightly.
I fully anticipate another version of the virus to come back, says Dr. Yvonne Maldonado, an epidemiologist and infectious disease specialist at Stanford. Those are the scenarios that really bring uncertainty to what comes next.
Says, here's what the virus experts are saying could happen. Read on. So, there are people that are still concerned about it. Then they go on and then they listed the number one threat. Number one and number two before you had to click another link. But it says, breakthrough infections are still a real threat, with doctors warning that people who've already had COVID-19 could be infected again. We are seeing multiple variants of the SARS-CoV-2 coronavirus that are different from the versions first detected in China, says Stuart Ray, MD. Different variants have emerged in England, Brazil, California, and other areas. More infectious variants such as Beta, Delta, Omicron may have increased the ability to reinfect people who have recovered from earlier versions and also be somewhat resistant to some of the coronavirus vaccines. Still, vaccines currently used appear to be to offer significant protection from severe disease caused by coronavirus variants. So here's what they're telling you. It's still out there. It's looming. Oh, my gosh. There's all these variants. Okay. Where's Fauci warning America? You just had Joe Biden go to Congress, no mask, Congress meeting, no mask, people gathering together, no mask. Why are we suddenly no longer worried about the variants?
Here was issue number two. There's evidence from laboratory studies that some immune responses driven by current vaccines could be less effective against some of the variants. Says Dr. Ray, those eligible for COVID boosters should obtain them for added protection against infection and severe disease. The immune responses involve many components, including B cells, blah, 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 all a bunch of gobbledygook, nincompoop nonsense, okay? But let me tell you, if you read between the lines, they're telling you shots don't work, boosters don't work, masks don't work. Okay, none of that works. Why are we not being made to be put on edge about the next variant? You know the answer, people, listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. The answer is the midterms. The answer is they've milked the crap out of everything they could possibly take from you, and now they're concerned. They got this Russian-Ukrainian war waging. They got Hunter Biden looming because you can't have both those countries involved without looking at what's coming next for the Biden family. You've got Joe Biden's poll numbers so low that the Democrats are going, we can't cheat. You have Wisconsin Supreme Court judge saying there was a big cheat in Wisconsin and we know how they did it. And that's going to expose the other stuff. You have Donald Trump exposing every lie that the left has told about him and other things. And these people are cracking. We are winning. The truth is getting out. And all you got to do is reinforce it to every leftist who voted for that clown.
Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court has said it will not take up the sexual assault case against comedian Bill Cosby, leaving in place a decision by Pennsylvania's highest court to throw out his conviction and set him free from prison. The high court declined the prosecutor's request to hear the case and reinstate that conviction. Pennsylvania's Supreme Court last year threw out Cosby's conviction, saying the prosecutor who brought the case was bound by his predecessor's agreement not to charge Cosby. Cosby spent nearly 3 years in prison before Pennsylvania
Pennsylvania's High Court ordered his release. Republican leaders are furious that the Biden administration is in talks with Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro, trying to pry him from his relationship with Russia. The United States cut off diplomatic efforts with Venezuela in 2019. Senator Marco Rubio said rather than produce more American oil, Biden wants to replace the oil from one murderous dictator with oil to another murderous dictator. This is USA Radio News. Many Russian soldiers are confused about why they're going to war. And with that story, here's USA's Lance Pry.
Russia's soldiers were given the wrong reasons to go to war. A Russian commander captured by Ukraine forces condemned Moscow's genocide invasion. Russia's Lieutenant Colonel Dmitry Mikhailovich, who was captured along with two other soldiers. We were told in Russia via media that Ukraine is dominated by literally, and I'm 100% wrong now, Ukraine's territory is dominated by fascists. And I feel shame that we came to this country, to this territory. This woman just standing and crying. I feel shame.
Fire crews in Florida are battling scores of wildfires that have burned more than 12,000 acres across the panhandle. Stiff winds are driving the flames as the two big fires continue to burn. Evacuation orders are in effect for several areas in Bay, Calhoun, and Gulf counties, where over 1,000 homes are under those orders. The Florida Forest Service has issued wildfire risks statewide. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The wacky world of leftism. I read a headline, Biden administration considering sending Kamala Harris to Hungary and Poland, and I thought, forever? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Thanks for connecting with us. Thanks for being a part of our growth. 2022 is going to be an amazing year in so many ways. Amazing year for this show. Amazing year for you and me personally. We're going to get stronger together in so many ways. And an amazing year politically for the conservative movement. For those who have a belief in something bigger than themselves. This is a year we fight. We fight hard. I'm glad to be in it with you. I read another headline. The growing list of companies not doing business with Russia. See, this is part of the narrative that Russia bad, America good. And don't misunderstand me. I'm pro-America. I want whatever our best interest is to protect our borders and provide whatever safety and security we need for ourselves, I'm all for it. But I also understand that it would be crazy for Russians not to be all for protecting their nation. That would be foolhardy. Anyway, going back to what I was going to say, so this lesson that they're going to teach the Russians by, you know, the growing list of companies not doing business with Russia, big deal. Russia's going to get whatever they want from China. It's that simple. The list of companies that have given their, we aren't going to do business with Russia. Well, good for you. Where are you getting your stuff made? You want a hint? China. So if Russians want whatever it is that you're getting shipped in America or anywhere else, Kevin, they can't get Apple phones. I already covered that in another thing. Apple phones are 30% of the market. You think Samsung's not going to sell to them? And if Samsung doesn't, do you think that the Chinese don't have a knockoff version that they won't sell? Look, when I was in China, I had a special phone. They call it a Dogata. And what it was is if you didn't want to use your American phone, which I didn't because I didn't want, get hacked or whatever. So you used the Dogata. It was a Chinese phone. It would call America. It was probably highly restrictive in certain ways, but I could get out. It served its purpose. Everything that can be made, I don't know where Russia's getting stuff, but I'll tell you this. If they're getting it from China, they're going to get it a lot cheaper. Is it going to have some lead? Yeah, big deal. I mean, we've dealt with it before. I'm being a little bit facetious there, but I'm saying, okay, it may not be the quality, it may not be this or that, but most of the staples of life, nothing's going to change for the Russians. The only thing that's going to change, they're going to have a lot more wheat and corn. So anyway, going back to the wacky world of leftism, what a thrill to watch Democrats figure out, folks, how to spin the actions of Captain Demento. They released Biden from the dungeon and found out that that clown is the Kraken. Democrats, I ask you this. When are you going to admit that Joe Biden is a train wreck? And further, when are you going to admit that you cheated him into office and you have regrets? It's okay. Biden has created a turbulent world, post-Trump world, caused by the big cheat. And I remember the warnings that the Democrats gave Trump if Trump got elected. They said the economy would go to crap. I talked about this before. And they claimed that Donald Trump would cause World War III. Do you want him to have the nuclear football, the button? Trump built one of the best economies in American history and got us out of all of the Obama-era wars. And Joe Biden, on the other hand, Joey Dents, under him, our economy is in shambles. They spend more time trying to convince us that everything's good. And the U.S. is on a collision course to war with Russia. Donald Trump had Putin in check. Nobody can argue that. He's a puppet of Putin. He's a puppet of Putin. Let me ask you, who's a puppet of Putin when you're now buying oil from Russia? You claim you're at war with this guy. We'll teach Putin a lesson. As the very people you fight with are dependent upon his oil, and so are you, and you know he's got all the dirt on your crackhead son. Explain to me who's a Putin puppet, or a Putin puppet, whatever I was going to say. Explain to me who's the Putin puppet. Where do you want to start analyzing Joe Biden? Seriously. If you're a leftist, where do you want to start? You want to start with Hunter? Crackhead Biden received money from both these countries that are now at war. This is what happens when a crackhead is allowed to run roughshod over America's foreign policy because his dad is VP. Now, out of curiosity, is anybody in the Justice Department remotely interested in Hunter Biden's dealing with these two now warring nations? Because my bet is, if this had anybody's Trump name involved, we would know who the boogeyman is. And what about this humanitarian crisis? In honor of the Democrats, folks, the COVID count I want to give you can now be the Ukrainian count running for their lives. Because a few days ago, it was 520,000. You heard me talk about it on this program. Then I read it was 800,000. Now it's over 1 million. Poland is receiving 50,000 Ukrainians a day. Yeah. According to the UN's, the relief people, they said the number could be 12 million when it's all said and done. 12 million people on the run from a relatively civilized nation. Hey, AOC, John Kerry, Joey Demento, are you sure global climate change is the biggest existential threat to mankind? Because I think 1 million Ukrainians think differently. But as Kamala Harris yucked, elections have consequences. Do we have that clip? No, don't play it. I did a pretty good version of it right there. Elections indeed matter, people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. And currently, 1 million Ukrainians wish Donald Trump hadn't been cheated out of his election. For the record, did you hear this Russian diplomat actually said during a press conference at the UN that Donald Trump was cheated out of the election? He said this. We're going to get it. You can't. The reason why we won't play it is because it's in Russian.
Do you speak Russian? Can you understand the words coming out of my mouth now? Then you possibly speak Russian.
Anyway. Million Ukrainians wish Donald Trump was still our president. Roughly 24 million Taiwanese feel the same. We'll talk about Taiwan another time. But you got to know, these people are scared. Interestingly, folks, as gas prices rose in America, Joe Biden decided he was going to tap the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And as I discussed on this very program, he didn't tap the Strategic Windmill Reserve, the Strategic Sunlight Reserve, and so on. He tapped black energy, and proudly so. But what's interesting to me is nobody talked about it negatively. Not AOC, not John Kerry, not any of the green weenie, green energy leftists who usually we got to stop our dependence upon oil and that, and we got to go to do all this green energy. Nobody said a word. But Joe Biden put a Band-Aid on a bullet hole from an energy perspective, and now he wants a trophy. Keep in mind, Americanskis, that Biden destroyed America's dependence on foreign oil by shutting down the Keystone Pipeline. And then he started buying fuel from Putin. I ask you again, who's the puppet? I'm beginning to think, folks, that Hunter Biden isn't the only crackhead in the Biden family. You can't make moves like this without being on drugs. Gasoline prices continue to rise, but Biden can't keep tapping the reserve despite there being no relief in sight. Inflation will not improve before the midterms, so the Biden administration is on life support, folks. But it gets worse. The nuking of Ukraine. The nuclear power plant was under siege. It was in danger of a meltdown. Now, supposedly they've gotten it all resolved. I mean, it is. It was last week. But Biden announced, oh, Ukraine, you got nothing to worry about. Why? Because, well, you know, when Biden tells you that he's on something, it gets fixed, like cancer. Biden's going to solve it. Now, the Russians have completely taken it over, is what we're being told anyway. There's a blackout of media, which I believe, for the record, is smart by Putin. I wouldn't let any of this, I wouldn't let CNN, MSNBC, I wouldn't let anybody in. I'm telling you what I would do. If I were in charge of the country, I'd kick them all out. I'd go all Kim Jong-un on them. Anyway, I have one word for Ukrainians who believe Biden at anything. Run. This guy started a nuclear war of sorts, whether or not it's that reactor melts down or not. At this point, Democrats could at least consider removing the nuclear football from Biden as they did Trump, maybe put it in a vault, because who knows what else this man might nuke the American economy, notwithstanding, because it's already been nuked. And I have one final point. How about them guns? I heard a news report, a world news report, that encouraged Ukrainians to get guns to fight the Russians. And here's what the Washington Examiner said. People have been lining up to collect guns that are being given out, weapons that are being given out to territorial defense organizations. Why? Because they're afraid. Imagine that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5138. 901-424-5138. That's 901-424-5138.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented Made in America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I believe what Joe Biden and the left have done to this country, and particularly the military, is treason. And what I'm talking about is this mandate for vaccines. And now that it's unraveling, we're starting to get the complete picture. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Hey, by the way, the St. Louis market, folks, that we are now in, I apologize, there was some problem pulling my show. I'm not exactly sure how they do it and all the tech involved, but they repeated the same show. You guys are like, what's this, Kevin Jackson? Are you going to repeat the same show every day? No, had a technical issue. Don't care whose side it's on. It doesn't matter. But hopefully, you're getting the show now, and you will go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get plugged in, because we certainly want to know that you're out there. Anyway, let me get back to this. So I want you to understand that we have a Chinese bioweapon called Wu Flu, Kung Flu, coronavirus, COVID, whatever you want to call it. And it's been unleashed into the world. And the Democrats, instead of blaming the Chi-Coms and saying, you know what, guys, you owe us money. You torpedoed our economy, blah, blah, blah. They side with them. They've been funding them in what's called gain-of-function research. And I'm not telling you anything you don't already know, but I'm making the bigger point. We've been partnered with these guys in creating this bioweapon that effectively is meant to limit the population. And I can go into all kinds of detail, and we will at some point, because guess what? There's been leaked documents from Pfizer that prove a lot of what I'm about to say now. And there's, if we knew the whole truth, look, it would be ugly. We would be revolting. We would be kicking people. We would be burning down Washington to get rid of the guys like Fauci who made all this happen. So anyway, you can believe what you want to believe. You can not believe that you've got this strategic virus that kills mostly old people and that that's not intentional. And that guys like Cuomo, who got awards for putting sick people with the virus in nursing homes and killing thousands of older folks, that's not the intent. Because someone sent me a note and argued and said, Kevin, look, these people were all mostly were going to die within a year. Once they go to places like that, their mortality goes down dramatically. Okay, let's say that's true. But let's say that you take 1 year, the worst year off of everybody's life, the so-called worst year. Now, I don't know how you describe it. If you knew you had a year left, would you consider it to be your worst year? Or would you go, oh, Lord, I'm going to go and do everything I've wanted to do in this life? You get what I'm saying? I mean, I don't know when. How do we know what your worst year is going to be? My 26-year-old nephew was killed. He didn't know he was going to die, and neither did any of us. So, but let's just play this out. So it's your worst year, and you save billions of dollars every year by cutting off 1 year of a person's life in their theoretical worst condition, when they are on meds, they're in ambulance, they can't, you know, think straight, whatever. However you, a bureaucrat, determines is their worst year. You say this, Kevin, is going to be, I want to say this in the voice of a German because I feel like Mengele saying, no matter what you want for your life, you will die this year. You know, we're cutting you off. Now imagine if you do that for everybody. Let's say they reach the age of 80 and you say, that's our cutoff point. We're going to kill you. Pretty good disease to do it, isn't it? Just start releasing this disease in nursing homes and you can become a clearinghouse of old folks. And you know what? The world isn't going to really pay that much attention because you've trained these youngsters to not even care about their old people. You think that the average youngster these days on the left, I'm not talking about other folks, but do you think these youngsters care about their elderly? So you've got this disease, this virus that you can put anytime you want and you can kill off millions of old people. Nobody will really care. You'll save billions of dollars year after year after year. And you don't think that the eugenicists see this is a great economic move. So then they say, well, let's give this thing to kids. Let's take it all the way down to birth. It's been tested. I'm going to give you some data down the road that shows that it isn't. How can you possibly have tested everything you need to make sure this was okay? Don't even dare look at things like diphtheria and all these other diseases that have gone away, not because of vaccines, but because of the better living by Americans. And that Fauci and those guys want to take credit and tell you it's vaccines. But they don't want to also let you know, hey, look, those vaccines have created millions and millions of kids with autism. They don't want to tell you that. They want you to believe, no, it was an anomaly. It's you, the parent. Your genes are doing this. Look at all these things that have come up since we started taking vaccine. The number of people that have, you know, birth defects that you go, wow, this didn't happen back in the day. Not in these kind of numbers. But I'll let you do the data, look that up for yourselves. But here's where I really want to get to this. So we've got a Chinese disease, a virus, it's been a bioweapon that's unleashed into our public. The left side with the Chinese, won't let you call it the China virus or anything close to that. Call you xenophobic. tell you, not only do we not want you to talk about them, we're buying into it, and we're going to fleece you for $6 trillion so we can, quote, fight this virus that is killing less than 0.5%, which is mostly old people, and 0.05% of regular folks. But we all got to get vaccinated. And despite all the data and all the common sense that says don't do it, we're all doing it. Well, you could get sick and die, or you could get sick and healed. Nobody even mentioned you could get sick and die. Yeah, you have a 99.95% chance of dying from this disease, and we shut down the economy. That's what we did. Now you're going, Kevin, this is all stuff we already know. I know. I'm getting there. It's a bigger picture. Always is with me, right? So the final straw for me was, and this is why I come back to treason. Why would you want to force our military men and women to get a shot that was engineered in a lab in China that you know has, I mean, I know conspiracy theory, Kevin, I'm about to deliver a conspiracy theory that you know can modify your DNA by way of this mRNA technology and has all kinds of potential side effects that we know exist because we are getting at least some information from the VAERS system, which tells us people are dying from myocarditis. They are dying from blood clots, and I could go on. And we're going to take this vaccine and we're going to mandate it for everybody, but specifically our military. That's the one that gets me. Now, if you had said to me, look, I mean, I wouldn't go for this, but if you said to me, Kevin, we want to do the general population for this, but we're going to reserve doing this for the military because we're not sure. Now, it wouldn't make sense to me, so I wouldn't go for it. But I'm saying if you want to sell it, at least sell it in pieces. Kevin, we're going to give it to prisoners. Oh, you're going to give it to prisoners. Okay, go ahead, try. You know, which I wouldn't go for that either, by the way. But I'm saying at least make it palatable. Kevin, we're going to give it to murderers and rapists, convicted murderers and rapists. Okay, I might go for it. Okay, not rapists, I don't know, just murderers or mass murderers, whatever. Make it palatable, but they didn't. They wanted to give it to the military. So there was a Defense Department lawsuit filed against them, and it was called Navy SEAL versus Austin case. And I'm going to read this. The DOD waited 10 days after the February 18 ruling to file an appeal because they lost. The DOD lost and then filed an emergency motion to stay the lower court's preliminary injunction. So the Liberty Council sued on behalf of a Navy SEAL, just so I'm clear here, and the Department of Defense wants to stay it because they're saying, no, we're going to go after him. Now, this is still going after a Navy SEAL. This is America's finest, folks, that's saying, I'm not getting a shot. I'm here to protect this nation. I'm not here to give my life to you for nonsense. I'll give it to you otherwise. I mean, think about this. A guy who's willing to put himself in harm's way to take bullets for us, and they want him to take a shot, and he says, no, I'll take a bullet for you, but I'm not going to take a shot. You'd think that would be good enough, right? Anyway, the Navy SEAL, they extended the injunction. He does not have to take this shot, and we're in the midst of uncovering all the shenanigans, all the dirty deeds done by these leftists, and they are still pushing this, folks. It's not going to work. I just want you to understand what they're doing to the best military men in this country.
Is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.